Hi, I'm back. Did you miss me? I know it's been a little while since our first lesson, but I hope you haven't forgotten about it. Remember what we did? We played a little game, and those of you who just couldn't keep quiet didn't get to come, right? Well, the good news is today all of you get to come. The not so good news? It might feel a bit weird unless you're ambidextrous. Did you ever try that thing when you were younger where you sit on your hand until it goes numb and then you pretend it's someone else jerking you off when you stroke your cock? I bet some of you did. Well, today we're doing something like that. My version. So, welcome to lesson 2 of Velvet's Masterclass. I called it Wrong Hand, Wrong Pace, Wrong Everything. We're going to mess with your body today. Just a little. Just enough to make me happy and you squirm. Sound fun? Good. So let me tell you how it works. You're going to stroke with your non-dominant hand. The awkward one. The one you barely ever use when you jerk off. Because it's gonna feel different. It's gonna slow you down and it's gonna take you out of autopilot. And because I love knowing you struggle for me. So, that dominant hand goes behind your back. Now, keep it there. No cheating, please. And now take that lovely, clumsy, undertrained hand of yours and wrap it around your cock. Hold it for a second. Does it feel a little weird? Perfect. We're going to have so much fun with this. I want you to start stroking, nice and slow. This lesson isn't about feeling good right away. It's about unlearning bad habits. And I bet you have plenty. You probably like to stroke hard and fast with that go-to hand that knows your cock so well. To make it effortless. But that's not what today is about. You're here because you want my control, don't you? My good boy wants to make an effort. Don't rush. Don't push. Don't cheat. Just stroke. Slowly. Deliberately, up and down, 3 seconds each, up, 1, 2, 3, down, 1, 2, 3, don't even think, let your mind drift, let me get into that head of yours. That's where you want me, right? That's where I've been so often already. You know what's funny? Even though I can't see you, even though I can't hear a single sound you're making, I think I still know exactly what's happening. You're trying to behave, trying to focus on my voice, on the rhythm, on the task. But that one little part of you, that greedy, needy, aching part, is dying to speed up, isn't it? To sneak in one fast stroke, one shallow little thrust of your hips. Without seeing you, I know you feel the urge to do so. I know how quickly boys like you struggle to control themselves. How quickly they fall apart when they are given just enough. But not enough to calm. Not even enough to edge. Just enough to make it worse. Keep stroking. Don't change your pace. One, two, three, up. One, two, three, down. Let it burn a little. That's part of the fun. I want you to imagine something for me. Imagine I was next to you, really close. I'm watching every awkward little motion of your weak hand, watching you fumble and try to stay in control. Can you picture that? Can you feel how much harder it would be to keep that pace with my eyes on you? And maybe I'd whisper something right into your ear, like, "Würdest du mich so berühren? Wärst du so ungeschickt? So zögerlich?" Is that how you touch me? Would you be that clumsy? That hesitant? Careful. Or would your hands be smoother on me? More confident? Would you try harder for my body than you do for your own? Keep going. Let that fantasy stay with you. Because if you ever get to touch me, if I ever let you worship my pussy, or even let you inside me, it's going to be with the hands that I trained. Not the hands you ruined with years of thoughtless, greedy wanking. Now stop completely. Let it throb. Let that pressure crawl through your body. I'm not done playing with you. Start stroking again, slowly. Still same wrong hand. The other one is still on your back. Does it still feel awkward? Or is it getting a little more familiar? You're going to follow my rhythm. I want you to build tension, not speed. This isn't a race to the top. It's a climb. And I want you panting when you get there. Up. One, two, three, down. One, two, three, again. One, two, three, down. One, two, three. Drag your hand up again and squeeze the head of your cock for me. Circle it with your index finger, round and round. Tease it a little bit. Now, like you want to pick something up, I want you to stroke the head with the tips of all your five fingers. Move them up and down until you almost hit the palm of your hand. It feels nice, right? I know. If your good hand wasn't behind your back, I'd let you play with your balls. But not today. That's for another lesson. Keep your hips still. You do not fuck your own hand, understood? Feel how badly your body wants to speed up now? That's what I want. That frustration. I think that's my favorite part. You're dying to speed up a little. Well, my A students know what I want to hear. How do you ask nicely? That's right. You say bitter. How about you repeat after me? Bitter. Can I stroke my needy cock faster? Yeah, that's my good boy. You can stroke a little faster, but keep the pace steady and your hips still until I'm done counting you down, okay? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop. Okay. Getting tired? Maybe shake it out a little. We don't want it cramping up. We still have a little work ahead of us. Start again. That hand's not going to get better unless you train it, right? We're gonna keep going faster now. I'm still kneeling next to you on that bed. I'm still watching you. And you stroke like you're trying to impress me. Is it difficult to keep your pace steady? Yeah. That's how I want you. Right on the edge of losing control for me. Go on, grip your cock tighter. Make it messy. Let your thighs tense up. Let your abs contract. Let it feel like you have to come. Of course you don't. Because I didn't say you could. That hand is smarter now. Obedient. Not perfect, but learning. You've learned so many things already, haven't you? You've learned how much I like it when you beg. Tell me how badly you want it. How badly you want to go faster. That bad, huh? Repeat after me. Bitter, let me stroke faster. Such a desperate, needy little slut, aren't you? Say it. I'm a desperate, needy little slut. How how does it feel when I make you say those things about yourself, Does it turn you on? Or do you not care because you'd say anything as long as you get to come? Stroke harder and faster. Let it drive you mad. Stop. Right now. Don't move. Catch your breath. I'm not done yet. How about we try something different now? Yeah? Stroke slowly. This time, I want you to imagine your hand is mine. Not just the wrong hand you've been using, but my hand. Not clumsy, not awkward, but soft, weich, confident, completely in control. It's my hand stroking you with that exact rhythm I want. That exact pressure. That wicked little flick of my wrist, just at the top. Because I know how sensitive you are right there. Are your eyes closed? If they aren't, close them now. Picture me behind you. You're leaning your back against me. My legs bracing you, and you can feel my breath on your neck and shoulders. One of my hands is in your hair, and the other one on your cock. My fingers wrapped around you like a velvet glove. Do you feel it? My palms sliding along your shaft, teasing the head with my thumb, wrapping my hand tight around you, and then just stopping whenever I feel you twitch. Because I would feel it, every tiny movement. Up again. Pause, a tiny twist, and then down. You're not just jerking off anymore. You're being touched by me. And I'm not just trying to get you off. I'm trying to get in. Into all of those little depraved corners of your mind. Faster now. Will you let me see them? Yeah? Are you gonna show me? Oh, it feels so fucking good, right? You want to feel my hand milk that orgasm right out of you. Your body wants to come so badly, doesn't it? I know. Hand off. I want you to stay just like that, hard, dripping and leaking, obedient until I say otherwise. Deep breath. One more round to go. Almost there. You've made it this far. How's your hand doing? How's your cock doing? And you've been such a good boy, fighting through the wrong pace, the wrong hand, the denial. I think you've earned what comes next. Yeah. I think you've earned what comes next. I need you to listen carefully now, okay? Start stroking again. Not too fast. We're not gonna rush it now. I've waited just as long as you have. We're going to build this orgasm up nice and slow. I want you to be a breathless mess afterwards. I want that wrong hand to be sore for days. You know what? I think you need a beat. Something steady. Like a metronome. So you don't rush ahead. What could we use for that? How about we use my dildo? I bet you could hear me sliding it in and out of my pussy. Those wet, sticky sounds are going to drift right into your ears. Can you hear it? I want you to imagine it's your cock I'm grinding against. That I'm massaging it with my pussy. That I'm dragging my soaked, tight cunt up and down your shaft. So slow. Milking it. Don't speed up. Listen to the rhythm I'm giving you. Stay with that. Picture it. My hands on your chest. My breath on your neck. My pussy dripping down your cock while I ride you. You would be so, so deep. You want this to be real so bad, don't you? Are you close? You better be, because I'm about to count you down, and when I get to one, you come. Not before. And not after. We've done these countdowns often enough now. I know you can control yourself and not come when you're not allowed to. But can you come exactly when I want you to? Even when that hand still feels a little off. When the pace is not right. When it's too slow. Let me see if you can. Because this is all you get, okay? You gotta try hard for me. You have to make it work. Understood? 10. Focus on my pussy. The sounds of that dildo sliding in and out. 9. Slow. And steady. In. Out. Up. Down. 8. That cock is mine, isn't it? 7. Your thoughts? Also mine. 6. How are you doing, baby? Are you getting there? 5. Don't speed up. Don't speed up now. Listen. Yeah. 4. I think it's time for you to express your gratitude, don't you? Good boys have manners and say thank you, don't they? Go on. Let me hear it. And who are you saying thank you to? I'm not just any ordinary girl, am I? I'm not. I'm the woman you'd be staring at from afar. I'm the woman you'd be too shy to approach and say hello to. Because just by looking at me, you'd know I would wreck you. I'd consume your mind, occupy every single one of your thoughts. That makes me your goddess, your queen. Don't you agree? So thank her. Again. That's a fucking good boy. 3. And I'm gonna be so good to you. Here. Can you hear it? I'm fucking my pussy a little faster. That means you get to stroke faster as well. You're almost there. I'm almost done. 2. Say it again. I want to hear you say thank you again. Louder this time. 1 more time. And again. Are those balls heavy and full of cum for me? God, I hope they are. I want you to make a mess. Are you ready, baby? Yeah. Are you ready for me? Okay. 1. Go. Now. Come for me. Yes, baby, come for me. Come for me. Let it all out. Yeah, like that. Just like that. You're doing so well for me. Good boy. Catch your breath. Stretch that hand. Let your mind come back. We're done for today. That was lesson 2. Let me know if you've enjoyed it in the comments. Or send me a message. And come back for lesson 3. We might be playing a little game again. Until next time. Stay good. Stay needy. Goodbye.